Hey, Spinster Society, it's Saidiya Sanders of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Let's talk about Pastor John Gray and his Face It message. After, once again, he has been caught committing adultery. We will get into it right after this. Hey, Spinster Society, make sure you go to UrbanSpinster.com and click on that fashion merch link. That link will take you directly to the Urban Spinster store on Teespring, where I have that merch available for you in leisure wear. You got two styles of sweatshirts with Never Settle on the front and the Urban Spinster logo on the back. One is a crew neck and one is a slouchy off the shoulder. There are also leggings and the matching sports bra in a great African print. You can use these items whether you're lounging around the house or you're actually working out during this COVID season. So make sure you check it out. Again, fashion merch link on UrbanSpinster.com. And we are back. So let's get into this Pastor John Gray and his confession slash profession that he is going to take the time that he needs in order to heal and become a better person. Well, this is the second time that it has been discovered that he was committing adultery against his wife, Aventer. I keep wanting to say Adventer, but it's Aventer. And you know, they always say a broke clock is right twice a day, right? So even if it's wrong, most of the time, at least twice is going to be right. And I have watched Pastor John Gray's sermons. He has some very good sermons at times. Would I allow myself to sit under him in a church setting and be a follower of his or be under his counsel? Probably not, knowing what we know now. Now, the first time he bought Aventer a Lamborghini or something, it was a car, it was a very expensive car after the first incident. And it was kind of like, you know, everybody used to talk about the Kobe ring, where somebody famous cheats and, okay, this is the cheat gift. This is the I'm sorry gift. And the way that he and his wife kind of, I won't say explained it, but spoke of the affair was as if a woman had come to John like some serpent in the garden, you know. And he always refers to his childhood and him being molested as a child and his 8-year-old self or whatever he says, as if that kind of explains his behavior, that he's a broken person and all of this. So with his message called Face It, where he addresses this latest issue, there's no person in the church. It's like he's on a stage and he's just talking to the camera. I don't think anyone is there. And within the apology comes him talking and I guess trying to understand why God chose him to be a pastor, knowing that he has these issues. And he's asked God, you know, why would you choose me? You know what I struggle with, but yet you still allowed me to become a pastor, even in spite of. And he also talks about, you know, there are other people within the church community that have done what he's done or worse, and it doesn't appear as if God is dealing with them. However, God deals with who he wants to deal with and prioritizes who he wants to prioritize, as John Gray explains. So it doesn't matter what anybody else has done. He's dealing with John Gray. Now, a lot of people will say that Aventer at this point, okay, now that he done cheated on you before that we know of, he got caught. We don't know how many other times something inappropriate in the least has gone on in their marriage, but she still stays. And I know women personally who have gone through this publicly and stayed. However, I believe what one pastor says when he says there are no victims, only co-conspirators. And so I truly believe that, because if you think about it, all right, like I'll give you an example that Pastor Donna Bell is the person that has said this. There are only co-conspirators. The example is, okay, if you discover that your spouse is cheating or in at least being inappropriate, where they're coming in late at night after a reasonable hour for a married person, and you don't check that, you then become a co-conspirator because you are not saying anything about it. Part of you might think, you know what, they get on my nerves anyway. You know, if they come in late and I'm asleep, then that's less I got to deal with. When you don't address the issue for whatever the reason, you are then enabling it to a certain degree. It's not putting blame on the person who's been cheated on. However, you control how someone is going to treat you. If they treat you badly and you have a discussion and say, okay, this is what I'm not going to tolerate, and then they do it again, then what's your next move? Are you going to keep allowing it or what? Now, you may not have been able to do anything about it the first time, but, you know, second, third, fourth, now, come on now. And some people will go to counseling just to say they've gone to counseling when they really just want to get out the marriage. But they want to be able to save face in front of their friends and family to say, well, we tried, you know. So I'm just, you know, wondering what Aventer's parents think about this, because they did have a reality show, The Gray Family, and Aventer's parents were living with John Gray and Aventer and their children. So I'm wondering what their thoughts about this are. Sometimes the older generation feels like, well, you should stay and work it out. And especially when you're in the church, there are a lot of obligations placed on first ladies specifically. But at what point do you just say, okay, you know what, this ain't working for me, and you're being disrespectful, and I'm not going to tolerate it? Hopefully, John Gray does do what it appears he was alluding to in his message, Face It, and that is, you know, taking the time to get really deep within some type of therapy and counseling, and getting himself together and dealing with his personal issues, and then possibly coming back to preach. I have seen it go the other way. I have seen pastors get caught committing adultery with people in the church, and then being married themselves and being sat down by the powers that be of the church. But then instead of taking some time, they go off and start another church because they feel like, okay, they ain't going to be sat down. And that's just ego. So I hope in this case that this doesn't happen. Toward the end of the video, John Gray mentions the fact that we're in a season of racial inequality. And well, you know, we've always been in a season of racial inequality. But of course, you know, right now it is heightened, and the police brutality and the lack of accountability. He brings that up toward the end and then says, you know, we have so much other to worry about than blogs and people being happy for what he and his family are going through. To me, that was, why did you even need to bring that up? That was irrelevant. We all have other stuff we could be thinking about and doing. But if you are a church member of Relentless Church, which is John Gray's church, and you have been under his tutelage, and you've been paying your tithes and your offerings and believing God, and he is the man of God and the person that you're going to for your counseling, and this is happening, they need you to focus on this and what you're going to do moving forward. There will be some people that will continue to follow him. That's just how it works. I don't think I could see credibility in someone who cannot follow the word that he studies supposedly on a daily basis. You can preach it, but you can't practice it. So then, not to say that I can't practice it just because you can't and you're giving me, you know, the word. If the word is the word, regardless of who delivers it, but it taints it when it's being delivered by someone who has all these unresolved issues. And you keep going from, you know, church to church and being promoted within the church and all of this. There's a lot of power in being a pastor of a church, which is a lot of times why people get away with the things that they do. And the abuse of power that happens within a church. Sexual abuse of power, a lot of times, that is not talked about. So what do you guys think? Would you continue to follow a pastor who has been outed? Because it wasn't like he just came out and said, I've sinned and this is what's going on. It was found out, because usually cheaters get sloppy, especially when they have a big ego. They start getting sloppy. So he got caught both times that we know about. So would you continue to follow up this pastor, given that it doesn't seem like he's dealt with his own issues, but then he's counseling other individuals? And do you think Aventer should continue to stay? You know, what's going on in her mind? And maybe she hasn't decided to stay. Maybe she's just getting her ducks in a row. We don't know what's going on in her mind. But if she does decide to stay, what do you think about that? Do you think that's a bad decision? Do you think it's a bad decision for her children? What is that saying to the children of this household? Because at some point they're gonna know. And apparently the woman that he was cheating with this last time, she has a small child, and at some point he was in the presence, John Gray was in the presence of her child. So it's kind of like, I mean, just the judgment, the decisions all the way around are just crazy. And the more people that you involve in that, the more dysfunction that you're creating in their lives. Because if you grow up around people who cheat, then you think, okay, well, that's just what happens in a marriage. You don't know any different. That is your normal. So let me know what you think. You can always hit me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at UrbanSpinsterXO. Make sure to check out the website, UrbanSpinster.com. Like, subscribe, and share. And I'll talk to you soon.